This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. We dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Hey, welcome, Rick.
Good morning. I love your laugh when you start this show. It really changes everything. No, yeah, it's wonderful.
That's really.
I just went to doctor.
Rick, I can't believe. Rick, I can't believe that we're on the air. why does Ted Anderson, owner of GCN, and why does John Stadtmiller, owner of Republic Broadcasting, why do all of the other broadcasting stations, why do they put us on the air? I mean, they actually allow us to say the things we say and comment the and make the comments that we make. It's kind of them, you know.
I've met every once in a while a person, and he's, you know, limber.
Yeah, John Stadtmiller.
A radical. I don't know Ted Anderson, but I do know I've met the other one. I've actually, you know, spent overnight with him, and I actually liked his paranoid, you know. he's a lovely person. Well, really, you know.
He really is, and Yeah, John Stadtmiller was a great guy. I remember
Ted Turner, but, you know.
Ted Anderson.
Was he married to?
Ted Anderson.
Ted Anderson. No.
Wrong Ted. Wrong Ted Anderson.
There you go.
Yeah, you're thinking of Ted Turner, who's married to Hanoi Jane.
Yes.
Jane Fonda.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Bob Morella. Yeah, by any other name.
Hey, you know, Rick, at the top of the hour, they're talking about a gas tax increase in New Jersey. Now, it's a 23-cent per gallon additional gas tax. That's 10%.
You want to know something? You know, gas and while all this nonsense is going on, Alaska had, this last year, every single citizen of Alaska received $1,200 from their pipeline. And actually, I understand they just discovered more oil up there to stop this nonsense.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is the state of New Jersey, the Garden State as it's known, is increasing the gasoline tax by 23 cents per gallon. Now, if they just had that one tax, if there were no tax on it to begin with, and they just did this, it would be 10% of the cost of gasoline. If gasoline
That's right.
were, you know, around $2
yeah.
a gallon.
Yeah.
Well, this is on top of their other gas tax. So it's probably, and I've tried to find the previous amount of gas tax before they are going to increase it. And it's hard to find it. It's kind of buried somewhere. But I'm thinking by the time they're done, it's going to be about 20%.
Well, it's probably more than that, actually.
And by the way,
they're trying to do
by the way,
thing
yeah, in Missouri, it's about, it's over 30 cents per gallon in Missouri. So it's about 15%. By the way, my son and my wife, Mrs. Fennelli, were talking about a website my son found, and there was this reporter for CNN. Now, I haven't seen this, but this is what they were discussing. This reporter for CNN didn't know her microphone was live, and said something kind of like this. Now, I'm paraphrasing, that, Obama is paying CNN not to say certain things in the news. Obama is paying. That means the government is paying, or the corporation is paying for news not to be released. And you know, I looked at them and I said, you know, we've been talking about this for years, saying that, you know, the companies that are, who are doing well are in bed with the government, like Verizon selling secrets, Yahoo selling secrets, you know, those kinds of companies. Now, every day, there's more and more information about how Yahoo was involved in spying on our emails, and they wrote this custom software to spy on our emails that we've been sending each other. This is Yahoo. So we know that the other guys are doing it, like Verizon.
Well, Google is the one that invented the facial recognition and all the rest of this stuff that's going on in profiling, all these pop-up ads that pest us, trying to get us to buy things.
Yeah. And lately, within the last couple of weeks, it's these advertisements on the internet are absolutely, positively out of control. And, you know, I'll just go to a news site, I'll get to the page, next thing I know there's a pop-up that covers just about everything I want to see, and I'll click on that, and then I'll find it. Some of these sites will fade out. So you can't read the text. They will fade the text, so it's so light.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Well,
so what I'm doing is I'm making mental...
This is all the Alabama ticks that it's giving you with what they call spyware. I have to use super spyware.
Yes.
And every time I turn my computer on, by the time I turn it up, I have 700 or 800 different add-ons that are tracking my every keystroke.
So I'm looking at the New Jersey sales tax. I just got full screen just popped up. There's this white guy hugging and feeding a black baby, and it's jockey underwear. Now, I haven't done a search on jockey underwear, but here it is. It just went away. what I'm saying
is,
I can't stand it. So now I've made a mental note. I will not buy jockey underwear. Okay? And it's simple as that. That's how I behave with these pop-ups that I don't want, or these ads that I don't want. I will just make a mental note to boycott the companies who are in my way. I mean, why are they doing this? And the ads are stupid. They're idiotic.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Rick, you went to Kansas City over the weekend. I was there. Matt Stein was there. Craig Douglas was there. Met a lot of new friends. It was great. We had dinner at a Chinese restaurant. By the way, you sat at the other end of the table from me. I sat across from... I sat down. Dr. Joel Wallach sat down next to me. Now, I had to be very careful what I ate because he was watching me.
Yeah. It's like
right there
on point.
Yep. So we were at the buffet, standing next to each other, and the waitress was there, and he said he wanted to know if gluten was in this sauce and that sauce and the other sauce, and I applaud him for doing that, and he wanted to know what was made with wheat, what was made with corn. How the dishes were made. He's very, very careful. And he's in, you know, the guy is amazing. He flies and does last year he did 404 seminars. It's almost impossible. 404 seminars in 1 year, that means multiple seminars in the same day. It's the only way you can do that. But, he critiqued what I ate. And, I don't like. Did you have the shrimp? I don't eat the shrimp. I don't eat shrimp.
No, but like shrimp. But you have to use a Geiger counter now. I have to tell you that bottom feeders are going to pick up anything on the bottom, heavy metals, and then if there's anything else creepy like plastic and or radiation, you can be sure they're going to get that bottom clean.
For as long as I can remember, I've been calling lobster and shrimp the cockroaches of the ocean. Would you say that's somewhat true?
Well, they don't eat the wood. They eat everything else.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't eat shrimp, and I'm concerned about seafood in the ocean. And by the way, there was a report yesterday or the day before about the entire Pacific being contaminated with radiation. The entire Pacific.
Yeah, here we are. This is a real serious immediate in our face problem, and nobody's discussing it.
Well, we do here, and we have since day two. The day after it happened, we said this is the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood. You know, people laughed at us when we said that, or when I said that the day after Fukushima. I was very concerned about it because of, you know, the ocean is really big, but all the oceans are interconnected. And the amount of radiation they're dumping in is 300 tons of radioactive waste per day. 300 tons of radioactive waste per day. You know, I challenge anybody to take a shovel and move 300 tons of anything. And it would take years for a person to move 300 tons of anything with a shovel.
Finding that all of our larger mammals now also have massive quantities of plastic bubbles in there, little pieces of plastic that have rounded off because of wearing in the ocean. Everything is poisoned now. Everything.
Rick, how about the toothpaste? How about I believe it's Crest toothpaste. I'll look it up during the commercial break that's coming. But I believe it's Crest toothpaste that puts these little plastic balls in their toothpaste. And the idea is it'll just scrub, help you scrub your teeth better, maybe. I guess allegedly that's what it might be for. However, these little plastic balls get stuck under the gum and cause gum problems, gum inflammation. And then when you hopefully rinse your mouth out and spit out the toothpaste and the plastic balls, they go down the drain, and then little animals eat them. And they're now consuming these little plastic balls. So, are these really unintended consequences, or are these things that the scientists say, yeah, but everybody's going to spit out their toothpaste, or at least most of it, and it's going to go down the drain, it's going to go into the sewage treatment system, and then it's going to go into the rivers and the ocean, and wow, who's going to eat it next? They've got to know this. They have to know that they're doing this, and then upper management approves this. So let's bring these upper management types to trial, and let's mete out justice to them for destroying our planet and destroying other living animals and plants. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Ram's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. If you'd like to go to his website, docram.com, D-O-C-R-A-M.com. Rick, I was mentioning plastic and toothpaste. So they have these, Crest has these little blue plastic pieces of polyethylene. And that's the same material that if you have a plastic garbage can, that's what that's made out of, that plastic garbage can. So this woman is a dental hygienist, and she's saying that she sees these blue specks in people's gums almost every day. So we're putting plastic in toothpaste for what are we doing it for? Decorative purposes. And maybe they're alleging that it would help scrub our teeth a little bit better.
I need to say two things about toothpaste. The first is the toothpaste normally has peppermint in it, which is addictive. Spearmint is not. Peppermint is addictive. And so if you're using toothpaste that has peppermint flavoring in it, that is eventually like a mouthwash. Those become habit and addictive forms just like drugs. Worse, so I personally use a toothpaste that is made out of France, Oral Vedic. It's mostly licorice root. If you can find, the Chinese used to use licorice, the root of licorice, because when you scour it on your gum, it releases glyuricic acid, which is an antibacterial. It goes in and kills everything. And they used to carry their toothbrushes as a big long stick in their pocket and just wire brush their teeth whenever they felt like it, because it gave it a dose of licorice root. Now, if you can find that without the flavorings, you're probably going to be doing something almost as good as baking soda and or related that will actually scour the tartar off your teeth. The problem I'm finding with dentistry now is worse than medicine with cavity, with the cavitation in the butt. When they do root canals, they are making little crevices for bacteria to be able to find and hold a place for infection. And that's why root canals are possibly worse than radiation sickness from, you know, being nuked or chemo. And when you realize that they're also using amalgam and mercury as part of your tooth filling, at some point, that technology, dental technology, has reached, you know, spooky, black plague days. I mean, it's terrible what's going on in medicine and dentistry. And you'll notice that dentistry is not covered at all on Medicare. And mostly, that's where most of my money goes in my health now. It's not in medicine. It's in dentistry. What's going on?
Well, Rick, I was on the air with Norm Shealy, Dr. Norm Shealy, yesterday, and we were talking about toothpaste. And Dr. Shealy feels that baking soda and maybe a little bit of salt is the way to go. And that's what I do. I brush my teeth with baking soda.
Yeah, some apple cider vinegar, some other things that go in and take out molds and yeasts. Yes, especially if you have a high sugar diet. Yes.
Well, that's something Norm Shealy recommends against. He says that sugar is toxic.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He says it is.
In all forms, not just sucrose. You know, fructose sugars are just the same as far as your body. And if you ate a lot of fruit, you still would have candida.
And so how do you eat healthy without eating fruit? Can it be done? I mean, Dr. Shealy recommends fruit and nuts as a snack.
All fruits have sugars in them. Everything has sugar in them. That's the deal. You know, when you eat things, you have gotten accustomed to a certain kind of flavoring. And there are certain things like cranberries that are extremely good for you. I mean, in terms of your urethral tube, cleaning it out. The problem is when they mix it with sugar so you can drink it, it becomes toxic. So what you want is unsweetened cranberry juice when you're trying to clean out your urine and urinary tract. However, because it's so rough to drink, what some people are doing now is they'll put real juice without adding sugar in the container like cranberries, and then they'll have a straw that is the first thing that you suck on is Miracle Berry. And Miracle Berry changes the enzyme in your mouth so that for the next half hour, everything that comes from Hawaii grows natural there. When you suck on that, after that, everything you taste for the next half hour tastes sweet. Robotic Stevia is another one, but it has a more metallic flavoring to it that a lot of people don't
really. Hold that thought.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Watch
today.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rick, I just found the information about gasoline taxes by state. And New Jersey is taxed at 14.5 cents per gallon right now, 14.5 cents per gallon. And then there's a federal tax of 18.4 cents per gallon. And then they're going to add 23 cents per gallon additional New Jersey tax. By the time they're done, when they add this 23 cents, they'll be at 55.9 cents per gallon tax. And we talked about 20%. Yeah, that's a little over 20%, because at $2 a gallon, 55.9 cents is over 20% per gallon tax.
And now remember that also New Jersey has a toll bridge tax as well that they add on while you're driving on the road. And that's probably one of the reasons I don't want to live in New Jersey.
Well, it's worse than that. If anyone traveled in New Jersey in the 1950s, they were talking about putting in a really nice road called the Garden State Parkway, and it was going to be beautiful. And they're going to put in some. Well, here's what they did. They said they're going to put in some temporary toll booths, temporary, so that they could pay for this road. And then what they did was they had tolls that were rather inexpensive, and then they increased the tolls. Then they increased the frequency of the toll booths. And now it's really expensive to drive on the Garden State Parkway. So what they did was they said it's going to be temporary, and then they increased the number of booths and the amount of each toll. And they did the same thing. The same tactics were used by the government of, or the governance of, the state of New Jersey when they had a what they called a budget shortfall. I'm not sure the exact year that they did this. And they said, we're going to put in a temporary sales tax. Just temporary. One half of 1%. And this was an incredible nuisance to anyone who was in business, because they said, well, you know, food won't be taxed. Well, you know, some things are necessary, so they won't be taxed by the sales tax, and other things are not necessary, so we'll tax those. And it was a nightmare and a morass for business. And they had to develop a sales tax system for each business. So they had these little charts. If you went into a store, like an auto parts store, they had a little chart, and it said, okay, if it's between this sales amount and this sales amount, here's the tax. Because they didn't necessarily have calculators on the counters of these mom and pop stores. And that's and it started out as one half of 1%, and they said, you know what, it's really working, and we're almost there. All we have to do is just a slight increase, just a slight one, just one half of 1 cent more, which was literally doubling the sales tax in the Garden State. So it went from a temporary half, one half of 1% to 1% to 2, 3, 4, 5, and it kept going. And it's still there. It's still there. So this temporary thing, when they say temporary, I think they mean, centuries.
I don't know, man. The whole thing about politics now is leaving a very bad taste in my mouth.
Well, let me tell you what they.
I'm not
let me tell you what.
At all.
There was a governor. There was a governor who people hated, absolutely hated. His name was Brendan Byrne, and they hated this guy so much that they would send him used toilet paper. And they would say, burns my butt. Well, I didn't quite say it that way, but that's what they meant. And that's what they sent the governor in the mail. They sent him used toilet paper. Now, if they did it today, I'm sure a SWAT team would be at your door, because they'd use DNA to figure out who's...
yeah. Being a terrorist. Yeah.
Yeah, so, Rick, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about was, I was making oatmeal this morning. And I was steel-cut oats for our family. And I was stirring it. And, you know, naturally, I'm very concerned about the cookware that we use. So we use stainless steel pots and pans, and had a stainless steel spoon in there. And I heard this sound. And it's the sound that it always makes. The spoon touching the bottom of the pan as I was stirring the cooking oatmeal on the stove. Now, I know that if a person has an artificial hip, and it has stainless steel on stainless steel, meaning a stainless steel ball and a stainless steel socket. There are millions of particles, if you will, of stainless steel that enter the bloodstream throughout the day just by walking around and using that artificial hip. Well, I did this intentionally. You know, I intentionally stirred the oatmeal so that it wouldn't burn in the pan. Now, here's my question. Stainless steel is made with nickel, and it's an alloy, right? Well, am I killing myself? And then, not just me. Is everyone who is cooking, and of course, you think about restaurants, and do they use stainless steel, these big kettles? I don't think so. I think they use aluminum. They use aluminum baking pans, and they use stainless steel spatulas on aluminum baking pans when they make cookies and breads and so forth. So the question is, are we killing ourselves with metal slowly, Rick?
Well, that's an argument for juicing and eating raw. And I don't know anybody that is not a juicer, that's a juicer and eats raw foods that is unhealthy. They are the healthiest diet that I've ever seen are those that eat raw and non-cooked foods, eating raw foods and juicing. Now, with that said, you know, blender is also made with stainless steel and or other parts to it that are adding to the brew. Boiling water means that you are destructuring the water from the outside in and is completely different than destructuring the water from the inside out. Microwave. We are, a lot of things that we do need to be revisioned in why and how we do things. Aluminum is possibly 1,000 times more deadly than stainless steel is, and why I use stainless steel over aluminum. All of it's bad. All of it has toxicity. And if you think that's bad, take a look at what your water has in it. And if you don't think that'll creep you out, and when I say this, it was Donald Trump that I have to quote this guy. I'm not for him at all. However, he said it used to be you made automobiles in Wichita and you couldn't drink the water in Mexico. Now it's the opposite. You can't drink the water in Detroit and Mexico makes the automobiles. What's happening to our world? Right in front of your eyes.
Rick, you're talking about boiling water. Now, often in the evenings, I'll make some tea. And what I did was I bought, for our expo, I bought a couple of those Bun coffee makers. And they have these glass carafes, probably hold about 10 cups of water. And I'll put them on our propane gas stove, and I'll add some ProPure water to the Bun glass. It's like Pyrex glass coffee pot. And I'll throw in a tea bag, and I'll make 10 cups of tea. And I'll drink the whole thing, or Mrs. Finelli, my mom, and I will share it. And it's just one tea bag and all that. Now, my question is, I can do that, or I can, if I wanted to, we have a range hood that I bought because it was less expensive to buy a microwave range hood than it was to buy, a vented hood for our gas stove. So I chose to get one that had a microwave in it because it was a lot less expensive, like one-fifth the cost of just a hood over the stove that would just vent outside. And this does the same thing, except it's got a microwave oven in it. I guess they make more of them, and it's less expensive, and it works fine for evacuating the steam from cooking. Here's the question. I could easily take that carafe or a cup and put it in the microwave with the same pure water and boil or heat up the water for tea, or I could heat it on the stove. Which is safer for us? Is there a difference for those new to the class? Is there a difference heating water with a microwave oven?
There is. I think that it isn't so much in the destructuring of the water, which is important, and we've all started to realize that, the way we put the water in a jar and then put a small amount of impurity in it to restructure the water, like baking soda or something of that nature. What is happening is that when you destructure the water from the inside out, it is a much more thorough job than destructuring the water from the outside and the surfaces of where the heat is coming from. Remember those elements that you used to put inside your cup that was got hot all by itself and it was inside the liquid? That would be like destructuring the water from the inside out. All your water always starts to roll from the outside inward, and that is a very slower process of destructuring water. However, the water itself has got impurities in it coming out of municipalities that I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, toxic levels of things like lead now. Detroit and several of Flint, Michigan, other places like that are now reporting extreme toxicity. It's time that everybody starts paying attention to the things you took for granted and not making a presumption that it's okay.
Rick, have you ever seen someone get a swimming pool, maybe a brand new swimming pool, or one that they're going to fill up for the first time? They take a really clean pool and they take a garden hose and they fill it with city water. Have you ever seen that happen?
Yeah, or groundwater, or irrigation water, which is different than drinking water. And let me tell you, the Midwest does not make a distinction about that anymore. And here in Oregon, you have to constantly police our water municipality because they break the law by accident sometimes, where they will not tell the public. They just let it happen and then they fix it quietly without letting anybody know that they just got a bunch of toxic water going out to everybody's home.
Everybody gets their fair share. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. I've got a couple points I'd like to make when we come back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Ram's with us, docram.com. Rick, I remember when I was much, much younger, filling a swimming pool with a hose from a well, and it was pretty clean. It was pretty clean. But it wasn't as clean as I thought it would be. I could see, you know, in 8 feet of water down the deep end, it wasn't as crystal clear as I would have expected. But, you know, when you see the water coming out of a hose, it looks absolutely crystal clear. That same water coming out of the kitchen faucet looks absolutely crystal clear. You put it in your glass, clear glass, it looks crystal clear. But when you have 8 feet of it, it's not as clear. You can see, you know, the turbidity and so forth. Well, when I saw a swimming pool being filled with city water, wow, what a difference. It was really dirty compared to well water. And that's the water that most people in the country drink. They drink city or municipal water. And now we're finding out that tap water has drugs, you know, from reusing the water. Rick, my understanding is that the amount of water that we have on this planet is almost fixed. We're not making any more, and what we've got is what we've got, and we're reusing the same water that might have been dinosaur pee, you know, years ago.
I know. It's kind of scary to realize that we pay these taxes to have this kind of protection, and in fact, the more we pay, the less we have. What does that suggest?
criminality.
Criminals.
That's what it suggests.
Keep going on this until they can get away with it, until you draw a line and say no. You know, like here in Oregon, our law enforcement is so bad that nobody will vote to support law enforcement. It's gone, had four levies, they all failed, so they snuck a fifth levy on at the last moment trying to get the money because, and law enforcement, rather than working on a shoestring, will actually try and not provide service to scare everybody. And I have had enough, and I'm going to start calling it as I see it. Did you notice a difference in the law enforcement presence at our thing today? I mean, yeah, last weekend?
Tell me what you saw.
Well, I went up to, just a moment. I walked up to the guy. I had seen him last year. I had asked him for, you know, patches for my father-in-law. He was going to send me some.
Yeah.
And this year,
yeah,
he just scowled at me.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you said that because, all right, here's what's really interesting. I didn't know that you did that because when I walked in, two guys were at the front desk. We're talking about a convention. Rick and
I
were at a convention.
Brand new cars were too, by the way, out front.
Well, you know, I saw a bunch of new cars, and you know, I was like a child in a candy store. Wow, look at all these new, and they've got new features, and I'm looking in the window. I thought someone was going to grab me by the collar and yank me away.
I know.
And what I noticed. What I noticed, Rick, was they were all shiny and new, and they didn't have time to put identification on them. For example, they didn't. Some of the cars that I saw, they put these little stickers in the window, like these paper signs on the dashboard, you know, saying police department, because they were illegally parked. They were parked in a fire lane, but that's fire lane doesn't apply to the police department because they can do whatever they want because they have guns. So I was looking at these vehicles, and they have really interesting vehicles. They have sport utility vehicles, brand new. They have cruisers, brand new. They have even older cars that might look like they'd blend in with traffic like the rest of us might drive. They've got them, too. And they were all there. And so I went in. And by the way, there were these signs that said you can't bring a gun in there. You know, no CCW. I saw those signs. And I didn't think it meant us. Well, you know, I don't know. And I didn't want to ask. So I'll tell you more about it. When we come back on the other side of this break, I'll tell you what I saw. And I talked to those guys. I talked to the guys in uniform. And I think there's this new ordinance that police are not allowed to smile anymore. That's what I noticed. I think that's what you were talking about.
They're not allowed to smile.
Because, well, no, I don't think they are. I don't think they are. I think they lose points. They lose points or they get demerits if they smile. So Rick and I will be right back right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements, and I'll tell you what my take was on the police over the weekend. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't, want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health.
To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fully cooked bacon. Bacon.com.